Welcome to Geological Shop Talk. In this podcast, we bring you roughly 12 to 15 minutes of practical clinical methods, perspectives, and advice that has its work boots on. In the next few minutes, you'll get a clinical gem of practical material that you can begin to investigate the next time that you walk into clinic. Additionally, visit the show notes page for supporting materials from this week's guest on Shop Talk. All right, roll up your sleeves. Let's get to work. Hey friends, welcome to this episode's Shop Talk. Today, Toby Daly is here with me. We're going to be talking about something that I think you're probably going to enjoy. It's a book of all things, and it's a book on something that we love, Chinese medicine, and it's a book about Chinese medicine in plain English. All y'all that know anything about me, I first started podcasting because I wanted to speak to people about the medicine that we practice in plain English. Toby's got a book. We're going to get into this. Toby, what inspired you to do this in the first place?
Hey, Michael. Thanks a lot for having me on Shop Talk. About 18 months ago, I was on a 10-day meditation retreat, and I was a volunteer there. And at the beginning, everyone's introducing themselves, what they do. And this seems to happen, right? There'll be like a group of certain people that do certain things. So this group was a real biotech heavy group. One woman was there. She was able to synthesize like protein molecules digitally and then test them against drugs. And it was just sequencing those all day long. Her husband was on the, I guess there's three supercomputers in the world, maybe quantum or something, I forget, but there's only three in the world. Her husband was the lead researcher for that. Anyways, a whole bunch of biotech people. So this one biotech guy said to me at the very beginning, you know, he said he does biotech, I forget exactly what it was, but he says to me, oh, what do you do? And I said, oh, you know, I practice Chinese medicine. And immediately his arms cross in front of his body, and he kind of pulls back a little bit and gives a little, And I've seen this 1,000 times, Michael. So then slowly over that 10 days, right, there's a lot of talk going back and forth. And at the end of those 10 days, this biotech guy said to me at the end, he says, oh, you know what? If I ever have anything going on with my health, I'm going to really try out Chinese medicine. You know, so thanks a lot for talking to me about that. So something at that moment clicked in my head, and I thought, I better write this down, because I've had that exact conversation hundreds, maybe thousands of times, right? I know Chinese medicine's not part of our culture here in the West, and people just have like a standoffish attitude about it. So this book is basically that conversation I had for those 10 days with that biotech guy. Just giving him some context about Chinese medicine, not really to sell Chinese medicine, just to really inform him about what it's about, what Chinese medicine really is about, and then have people make their own decision.
So context about Chinese medicine, I get that. I often have people come to my clinic. They've already got their own story about Chinese medicine. It's probably a story they talk themselves into so they could screw up the courage to come into an acupuncture clinic. The story often goes, well, it's been around for 2,000 years. It must be okay. Well, okay, that's one story, but I don't know if that's a very helpful story when you come right down to it. So I'm wondering, and this would be something that people would be able to, you know, maybe people like me, like take and use in my clinic. Are there some like screens or lenses that you would use to talk about our medicine in a way that would allow us to tell its story, but make it coherent in everyday language for our patients?
Yeah, I think different patients need different stories, right? So I think, you know, there's the three main avenues I try and explain things to patients. And depending upon their background and my sense about them, it's unusual, I may emphasize only one of those avenues, but usually it's a combination of the three avenues. And then kind of hone that, what I see what's resonating with them when I talk about it. So, you know, I talk to patients about my clinical experience. Now it's going on a little over 20 years clinical experience. So I talk about, oh, I've had a patient with this and this happened and things like that. So I really, that's one avenue to talk to them, a real practical way of talking to them. I say, I've had patients with similar symptoms to yours and they've been able to resolve or something like that. And then other patients really need like a historical context. Like you're saying, those people that come in, they're like, well, it's 2,000 years. They've been doing this. It must be something something to this, right? So then I try and fill in those people that are already kind of oriented to the historical part. Like, oh, this formula I'm making for you right now, this is from an 1800-year-old text. That this exact formula, you know, people have taken for, you know, millions of times this exact formula, and I'm giving that to you now. That really gives, you know, that gives people a little bit of context for what they're engaging in. And then the third one is there's a lot of patients coming in now that really like to hear, oh, what's the latest research, right? What's the mechanistic way that acupuncture works from a scientific perspective? So between those three avenues, my clinical experience, historical perspectives, and the latest scientific research. Different patients need to hear a different combination of those three things, I think.
That's cool, and it's helpful. The reason that I say it's helpful, I mean, especially when I'm trying to do something new in clinic, or especially when I'm thinking about communicating with people, it's really useful to have a couple of screens, a couple of ideas that I can work through. Because otherwise it gets too complicated and there's too much to try to remember. So working through history, science, or your own clinical experience. You know, I think so often about how things get sold just in the advertising world. People try to sell it with research. Well, the latest research shows blah, 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 blah. Or they'll tell you a story. There's your history. Or some kind of testimonial, right? Testimonials are super powerful ways of engaging people. So I'm not talking that we should use these in some kind of smarmy marketing way, but I like the idea of being able to use these three sort of lenses to be able to communicate with. It seems somehow comprehensive. You could tell a lot of different stories in a lot of different ways.
Yeah. And then I feel like I don't have to sell Chinese medicine, right? I'm 100% confident that Chinese medicine can help whatever patient's in front of me. Can I do it, right? That's a little bit of a different thing, but I'm confident Chinese medicine can help with so many different things. So yeah, it's nice to just give that patient that context and then they feel a little bit more comfortable with it. I have a lot of people that come in, not like what you were saying, right? Where they think, oh, a few thousand years ago, this must be something to it. But they come in because their brother or their best friend or their wife or something had got some experience with Chinese medicine, was really positive. And they start out just like that biotech guy with the arms crossed right in front of them. And I just had this again recently, right? Why are you here? Oh, my wife sent me. So they really need a lot of context, right? They're coming in with like zero just the wife said, honey, you got to go. You can't lift that shoulder anymore. You've got to go over there.
Well, too, it seems helpful, especially when working with new people. We're always, at least myself, I'm always looking for, how do I connect with this unique person? Do I need to be kind of kind and gentle to them? Is that what they need? Do they need someone who might actually be a little bit harsh and in their face? Do they need a certain kind of context? So history, science, and experience. Sounds like something useful to try. Okay, so Toby Daly, let me ask you this. You know, we have our own way of talking about our medicine that uses English words, but it's like English words that don't usually go together in the same sentences, let alone next to each other, which is very useful for us, but very confusing for patients. And I don't think it's so helpful to try to give people a Chinese medicine 101 lesson when they're trying just to get healthy and get their well-being back. So I'd love to get your take about how you communicate with people, maybe some very complex ideas, because they asked you, like, well, hey, doc, what do you see with me? How do you talk to them in a way that expresses what you're seeing with our medicine, but in a language that they can understand?
Yeah. First of all, I never talk to them about the six confirmations or the five phases or qi. I feel like that's really off the mark. I use a yin-yang framework, but I never label it yin-yang framework. Everyone can understand this. Your body's too hot. Your body's too cold. Your body's too wet. Your body's too dry. Too much ascending in your body. Too much descending in your body. You have a problem inside your body, you have a problem on the outside of your body. So I always use yin-yang framework for my diagnosis, And then everyone can relate to that concept of like, oh yeah, your body is a little bit too swampy inside. Patients already feel that, and just using that term is really good. Other than by saying like, you've got tie-in dampness. That's helpful for us as clinicians, right? But that's not helpful for the patient. But every patient can understand wet and dry. Wet on the inside of your body or wet on the outside of your body, heat on the inside, heat above, cold below, all these things that the patient's actually experiencing. I note that and then tell them that that's what we're doing with Chinese medicine. We're correcting that. You've got heat above and cold below. So we're gonna use our modalities to correct that.
So you're basically describing them back to themselves in a very simple language. I mean, almost so simple, it'd be like you're just holding up a mirror and reading the mirror, but you're just doing that. And I love that idea. You use the yin-yang framework without ever even saying yin-yang, even though yin-yang is fairly commonly used in our language these days. Most people would imagine that they think they understand what that is. You just give it a pass. You point at what the expression of yin-yang is without putting the label on it. Did I get that right?
Yeah. That's exactly what I do. Again, different patients will be a little bit different. That's in general. That's where I start. I start with a yin-yang framework, but not labeling anything yin or yang. Everyone can kind of start there. And then sometimes I just stay there with patients. Even if I have to, a long-term chronic patient, I sometimes just stay there with that really simple language. But then, some patients, as we get going further and further, then, more complex things can come along. But yeah, those aren't necessary. And also, it's nice. I don't have to do something extra. I'm already thinking about those yin-yang characteristics. I'm already thinking about those for my diagnosis, for my treatment, things like that. So it's like sharing with the patient. It's not like extra. It's just sharing what I'm already seeing and just verbalizing what I'm already seeing. So that's helpful. And a lot of times too, this can elicit something important in the clinic itself. I'll say, oh, this seems a little bit swampy. Inside your body or something like that, or wow, your skin's so dry, and that will elicit something about, it wasn't always dry. 9 months ago when X happened, that's when that came. And then again, that's really helpful. We're speaking a language that the patient can understand, so they're engaging back with us, and then they'll share things that are sometimes, clinically cornerstone ideas for our diagnosis. Sometimes patients will just spontaneously say that once we've, again, like you're saying, we've mirrored back to the patient what we're seeing in really simple language.
So this book that you've written, it is, who's it for? Is it for us practitioners, or is this something you would hand to your patients so that you don't have to repeat yourself?
Yeah, I think it's really written for patients. So I think new practitioners, they might like this because like those three avenues we were talking about before. That's the same framework I use in when I'm talking to patients. It's the same framework I use for this writing the book, was those three things. And so they might pick up some language that they could use or the latest research about whatever modality they're performing. They may be able to use that, but really it's for patients, right? How I imagine this is patients come in and they have so many questions. You'll answer, of course, a few of them, but if you want to really give them a foundational context of Chinese medicine, what they're actually engaging with, then you could have this book in your office, in your waiting room, or you can tell them to get an ebook or something like that. This will be on audiobook too. I know a lot of people like that now. So if you have a patient that really would like some more context for what they're doing, that's what this book is for.
All right. Where do they get it?
Where you can get everything in this world, Michael, Amazon.
All right. Big river of books. Toby Daly, thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Michael. Thanks for having me on.